All right, guys, here in another episode of Eli and Mike. Wow, we have a surprise for you guys today. We have two amazing females. I don't even know if I can tell the difference between mom and daughter, but you know what? We're just going to put this together.
Yes.
But I want to give you guys a warm introduction to Catherine and Gabriella. Hi, ladies.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. It was almost in synchrony. I
love it.
Right?
Love it. So fascinated
to have you both ladies here from Connecticut, right?
Yes.
So let's talk about that. I mean, you're in the beautiful city of Beverly Hills.
Yes.
We're in Rodeo.
Thank you for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for being with us.
And you guys are like perfect for Beverly Hills. Like,
we love it.
You know, we actually saw you from like three blocks down. We were like, oh my God, they're like, that you guys like own Beverly Hills. Like,
I love it. Honestly, we grew up watching the Beverly Hills Chihuahua movie, and we have six chihuahuas. So, like,
we didn't bring
them on the plane because I feel like that'd be a long flight, but we should have.
Oh, you should have. I would have loved Beverly Hills. Oh my God.
Next time.
Thank you both for being here. Yes. How was your flight from Connecticut to here in California? Was it okay? It was great.
I used to not travel too much, you know, raising three girls, but now we're just having so many wonderful opportunities through the show. So we're just traveling all the time.
And we can tell from looking at your social media, guys, you guys have to follow them. Here's their Instagrams information back here. And they're a lot more than just that. I mean, look how beautiful they are. They're literally matching. And that's what we can't tell the difference. But you know what? They're both very young, very beautiful, and very talented. And we want to get to discuss that information with everybody to find out more about what's going on in the world of, you know, these beautiful Barbies, let's be real.
Oh my God.
Barbie.
And I think since we're on the topic, let's talk about your show. This is so amazing. And it is, let me say Smothered? Is that correct?
Yes, both Smothered, which honestly the title is so iconic because it's literally about a mother-daughter relationship. And I am smothered, and watch out, my mom will smother you guys, too.
Yes,
oh my God.
I'm a smothered mother. I will definitely be smothering you guys for life.
I love this. Oh, my God.
And you know what I love about that is I'm the same. I'm a father of two. He's also parenting with me, and I smother my kids.
Yes.
He's a little bit more committed to, like, direction, but I'm like, give them whatever they want.
Yes.
I'm very comfortable with them, but I love the idea that there's actually even a show
that
season five, right? You're on five seasons.
Yes.
I mean, let's talk about that. Let's break that down. How did that even happen? How did the door open for both of you ladies?
It's all thanks to my mom.
Oh my God.
Talk to us, mom. You know what happens
when mama shows up.
I saw a casting.
It was about 5 years ago or longer, and it said Mini-Me, and I always dress the girls alike. We are always so very close. So I submitted pictures, and then we did get the opportunity to audition a little while later, and I was so appreciative of the casting director, Paul, because he kept us in mind. And then when casting opened up, he said, "You are the first person that I'm going to call."
Wow. Oh my God.
Congratulations.
And it took a long while, the whole process. Yeah. We were patient.
It's been really
the best opportunity besides of having the girls of my life.
Wow, that is fabulous.
That's beautiful. And it takes so much work. I think we were just talking about this behind the cameras, how, you know, it takes a lot of work to get ready to look this amazing, to have energy, to, you know, obviously you guys are very fit, and that, you know, it all comes together, and it's just so much work that you have to do. Most people will see just the show, and they might just see, oh, like, these are, like, these amazing girls who, you know, show up to the show, and that's it, when in reality, it's not.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, I kind of want to ask you guys about that, being on the show together, being smothered. How is it working together? Because most daughter and mom's relationships, from what I know, maybe I'm wrong, they're not usually smothered.
Yes.
And so how is life on the set and work doing all this?
It's a lot of working pieces. I mean, getting to see all the behind the scenes and the cast and the crew, like, a lot does go into it.
Yes.
The producers are so amazing to us. So we're so blessed to have great producers.
I feel that.
But, like, my mom and I, we work really great together. For the show, I did all the hair and makeup because I'm actually a hairstylist.
Oh, no way.
And then the outfits, you know.
I mean, look at this. Yes. Amazing.
Like, my mom's a really good shopper. Uh-huh. So when she goes shopping, she just buys two.
Just buy two.
And the same size.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Best hack ever.
From top to bottom, the shoes, everything.
Oh my God, so true.
And I feel like it's brought us even closer. Like, we were always a close family.
Yeah.
But this has brought us even closer. And what better to have a daughter, a best friend. Yes. We're in business together. Yes. And we work very well. We communicate very well and very open. Mm-hmm. So for me, and I think she can speak for herself, it's been great.
It's been wonderful.
And plus, I know she has my back. Uh-huh. I have her back.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I mean, you go through life and how many people can you really say have your back? God.
That truly is such a true statement.
Truly.
Yeah. I mean, we sit and talk in our Tesla all the time and think about who do we really trust out there besides our assistants and our team. It's very difficult, especially you being in the spotlight, right? Who do you actually trust if it's not within yourselves and your own family?
Exactly.
And are you the only daughter that participates, or is she the only one that participates in the actual shows and everything that you're doing together?
So we have three girls.
Okay.
And Gabriella's in the middle. So it's basically Gabriella and
it's
I.
The two of us.
But we have two other sisters. Lauren, who's a little bit older, and Sophia, who's a teenager.
Oh,
so
got it.
My mom actually considers herself one of the sisters as well.
I am one of the sisters. So it's like four sisters.
Yes, exactly.
So the sisters are in the show. We do call them the sisters.
Oh my God, this is
no,
so good.
No, that's their
call them the sisters.
I love this so much.
And they're really the complete opposite of us.
Like they're literally the contrast.
Got it. That's what my question
they
was.
They love reading.
Yeah.
They like
pageants. They wear Crocs. It's
This is so good. Oh my God.
So, but they're very supportive and they like it. I mean, you know, they're funny. They're kind of like the comedians of the family.
Okay,
I love
they
that.
Make
that's
fun
fun.
Of us.
They make
so,
fun of us a lot.
Oh, and may I ask, where's dad in the picture? Is
yes.
he involved in
about
helping
dad.
Progress the future of the girls?
He feeds the dogs.
Yeah, he feeds the chihuahuas.
He's quiet. We
important.
Just do our
they're
thing.
Family too.
Yes.
Family
oh, yes.
We do our thing.
Oh
he
God.
Takes care of the dogs while
love
we're
it.
Away. And
love
yeah,
it.
He's kind of quiet. He doesn't mind, you know, us
yes.
traveling and doing our thing. And
okay.
He is very supportive
that
as
amazing.
Well. I mean, I painted our front door pink on the show,
yes.
and then
okay.
I painted my mailbox pink a couple weeks ago, and
oh,
he's
wow.
like, whatever.
Yes.
Okay.
And
okay.
more things
supported
are going to be
that.
Pink.
Supported.
Everything's going to be pink.
And I love okay. I love the pink. I mean, obviously, before I knew ladies, I already had my hair pink. I've already colored
hair.
It. I
yes.
love pink. I feel like it's such a color that you kind of have to have certain confidence to have it on. Even as a male, you have to have that.
Yes.
It goes. But I love that there's so much pink involved. We were
yes.
looking at your TikTok, and you had a very, 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 very viral video on you just painting the door pink.
The door.
Yes.
So what brought that up? How did you decide to I'm just going to paint the door pink?
I know. So in Rhode Island, there's a place that we like to go. It's the beach. It's called Watch Hill.
Okay.
And Taylor Swift actually has a house there. And it's just
okay.
this beautiful, beautiful beach. And I don't know. I was just looking at the different mansions and I saw, that's where I got the idea. I think I saw a house with a blue door or something.
Okay.
And then it just came to my mind. And
no
that's
way.
How all my TikToks just come to my mind.
Oh
and
my
I'm like,
God.
Let's do it.
Those are the best TikToks. When
yeah.
you do what you think and you just
I think
go
and
for
then
it.
Here we go.
Yes, exactly.
And she's a super great producer. I mean,
okay.
she produces all of those TikToks.
Wow.
Oh my God.
She
yeah.
always invites me in because you know what happens when mama shows
up.
Right, you know what
when
happens.
When mama
you know
shows up, the
magic.
Numbers go
oh
up.
Oh my God,
did you hear that?
This
I
is
love
amazing.
That.
That's
yes.
amazing. This is so amazing.
That happens every time.
I love this so much.
So she's
the
like, mom, put this on.
Yeah.
Come on. I'm like,
let's go.
All right.
Okay.
She tells me what to do if it's
I
a little dance.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens?
Mm-hmm.
Mama shows up.
The numbers go up.
Numbers go up.
Oh my God.
Hello.
So good.
So a separate question for both of you, right?
Yes.
So starting with you, Gabrielle. So how do you fit your agenda around your mom's schedule? I know you guys do things together, but there's got to be a moment that you have to be apart, or maybe there's a different mind of where
maybe
you're at.
Maybe there's not. Or maybe there's not.
But
you know.
How do you handle that component in your life?
Yeah, so we are separate for a very short time of the day because I'm a hairstylist at
oh,
a salon.
Yes.
So when I'm at work, I'm by myself at the salon, with my coworkers,
yes.
and I love the salon. I have the best job ever. I have a lot of jobs, but that's one
okay,
of the best jobs
okay,
ever.
Yeah.
And so when I'm not there, I'm not with my mom, but right when I get home, or right when I get in the car, I'm calling her, and
there you go.
I was, would have said that I go to the gym by myself, but she actually just joined my gym.
Perfect.
Oh, well, there you go.
You can't keep mother away.
No, and I work for a radio station, and again, my schedule is flexible like hers.
Love it.
So I work with a radio station with my clients, putting
amazing.
Together marketing campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
I also write an inspirational column.
Love it.
So we just, kind of mirror our schedules
together.
I love that.
This is
and
so
then,
great.
Again, you know, we'll be texting during the day, or if an opportunity or something exciting, she'll be sending it to me, and I'll be like, oh.
So yeah, amazing. She's shopping and she finds outfits, she's texting me pictures.
Do you like this?
Wow. She makes my lunch and she leaves little notes in my lunch being like, you're a star.
I love it.
Thank you.
So, that is so
oh my God.
Wow.
I'm dying. No, I literally do this for my son.
He does that.
That's why, and our daughter too. She grew up, but I used to do that as well. And it just, to me, it's like, it doesn't mean the world.
It's so cute.
When you just get like
it.
This tiny little note, and you're just like, yes. Okay, my day's better.
It's yes. an aspect.
You know? Wow.
That an affirmation that yes. things are going to be okay.
Exactly.
And that, you know, because we all yeah. go through a little challenge here and there.
Yeah, definitely. This is so much fun that it seems like you guys are doing. But again, I want our viewers to know this is also business, correct?
Yes.
And,
sure.
You know, let's, because it's, you know, we're talking and it's so fun, everything. But, you know, all of this, it takes that hard work and it is a business. So, you know, are you guys also throughout the day, do you guys have to like sit down, plan out, be serious and be like, we're going to do it this way. This is what we're going to do. We're going to make X amount of money. You guys are our business together as well, right? You don't just treat yes. this as a, we're going to get ready today and look beautiful and you know what I mean? The yeah. cameras are going to be there. This is mm-hmm. a lot of work. Can you just like talk about the whole business aspect of this?
It
you guys have a team or is it just you two?
So it is definitely a business. My yes. mom could speak on this as well.
Okay.
But like everything is very strategic, you know, mm-hmm. so a lot of different business ventures. So like my yes. social media is a business venture. Mm-hmm. I mean, my TikTok, mm-hmm. my Instagram, my Snapchat, yes. it's all, you know,
all
it is
business,
making money,
right.
but
yeah.
it is, you know, really fun in mm-hmm. in the making. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a jewelry line that maybe we'll put on later.
Okay,
and
okay. So I'll be happy to see it.
Yes, it's fabulous. It's called the Diamond Crown Collection. And we designed it. We also wear it on the show.
Love
so
it.
That's another little business venture.
Oh
and
my
then
gosh.
We have a team just, you know, PR, just getting us out there and connecting us with the right people. And this industry really is all about connections. So
yes,
we're just
yes.
super excited to, you know, just stay out there.
Oh my God, yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah.
And, oh, you were gonna
I want to hear
yeah.
your
Yeah, I was going to say that we look at things in the big picture okay. and the long term. So it's, you know, really about persistence mm-hmm. and really surrounding ourselves with the right people.
Mm. Love that.
So like
love that.
Our PR guy, Johnny, we mm-hmm. absolutely love him. We trust him. And that says a lot because, you know, as we were talking about before, it's hard to find people. And, you know, one little misstep and you're kind of out.
Very true.
So, you know,
very
I try
true.
To like take one step and then look mm-hmm. 10 times and really
Definitely.
Surround ourselves with a good group of people mm-hmm. that we can help.
Wow.
And I think that's the word. Like mm-hmm. we want to be able to help others because
yes.
what goes around comes around.
Right.
And
Right.
that'll help us in the long term. But we're relationships people.
Okay.
And I also like to do a business venture with the shake of a hand.
Oh, I love that.
I love that.
And I noticed that when we went up to you both on the street, right? We were like, oh, hi. We were ready to give hugs. We're like hugging,
yes.
right? Uh-huh. And we're like, oh, this is the business.
I was like, I gave a hug with the
hugs. Well, we're going to be hugging. Don't worry. I've been smothering and hugging you too.
Yeah.
But we like that. Like,
yes.
We like,
I love
you know,
it.
Obviously, you have to put things in writing in some time. But
mm-hmm.
if you can't trust somebody, we don't want any business.
Oh my God,
100%.
I love that.
One other thing, and Gabriella does have it, but we have the gift of discernment. So mm. we can discern.
What does that mean?
It means that
it.
We can tell.
I know, I'm like waiting. I'm like,
big
we
word.
Can tell right away if there's going to be a connection mm-hmm. or not. And it doesn't mean
there,
that if
like,
there's
okay.
not, that we're going to be rude. It's just
going
to mean
this.
That's not going to be something long term.
Got it.
So
yes.
that's
yes.
something I feel like many people have. We just have to listen to our inner voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's our inner voice. It's
yeah.
your gut feeling mm-hmm. about something.
And that's beautiful that you both have that. Now you have the power of two to really make a decision if
yeah.
these people are right or they're wrong for you guys.
You guys
you know?
Are right for us.
Oh my God, I love it.
Okay,
I'm waiting for
that.
I'm waiting for
that.
Right?
No,
oh,
now the hugs.
You know, I know.
Oh my God.
The hugs. Love you so much. Love you guys so much.
Come
oh my God,
on,
loves
come
it.
On.
And
yeah,
and
we
hug.
Want the hugs. Yeah, forever.
We'll do another hug.
Like we're forever. We're forever people.
Yes. And when you say helping people too, that's exactly what you guys are doing. And that's why I asked the question about business, because again, yes, this is, I'm sure it's very fun for you guys and it's very
yes.
amazing, enjoyable because you're a daughter, mother duo, but you also take this serious and it is a business and
yes.
you know, you guys can make X amount of funds off of it by
mm-hmm.
just being serious as well.
And
right.
I also feel like it's never about the money because
mm-hmm.
if you're good, the money is going to come.
Absolutely.
It's about the
amazing.
Relationships.
It's also about like inspiring and just showing that, you know,
right.
it's never too late to chase a dream. And
yes. Exactly. No, yeah. Definitely. You guys are showing that for sure.
Yeah, and you touch a very key note, the word inspiring. So two females running a business on television and on social media, of course.
Yes.
What kind of, like, how do you get this feedback from these other ladies, other females that are out there that may not feel as empowered as both of you, right? Because a lot of mothers are not there for their daughters. And same thing, or maybe the daughters might not be as present for their mom, right? It depends on that, how they grow up, right?
This is such an inspiration, I'm sure. I mean, you guys are all over television worldwide, and you guys are really touching people's hearts. So I love this question. You know, what is the feedback you're getting?
Yeah. I mean, I think that we just like set an example of, you know, what a close family could possibly look like, and everyone's situation is different, but I think it's just like kind of leading by example and showing that, you know, like maybe someone would look up to me and be like, oh, I want to be like her, and I want to like have a close mother-daughter relationship.
Yes.
Where a lot of, you know, maybe teenagers push away their moms, you know?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Or for example, like I lost my mom at a young age. So it's important, I think, to go through life with some sort of mentor. So if it's not your mom, maybe it's your daughter. Or if it's not your daughter, maybe it's a sister. Or maybe it's a friend or a close friend. Or I always tend to, you know, find some kind of mentor that'll kind of uplift me, because, you know, we all need that kind of encouragement.
Or
even inspirational books. I mean, there could just be an inspirational quote that touches your heart. Just the quote of never give up.
Exactly.
Just never give up. That when you're facing a tough time, we all do. Don't give up. Tomorrow is going to be better. Call me.
I'll smother you, and
I'll tell you everything's going to be okay. And just don't give up in whatever, you know, challenges or setbacks that people may face.
And I think that that's why we make actually like kind of the perfect recipe, because she has, you know, life experience. I'm obviously young, and you know, young people could be stupid, you know, but having her guidance and doing it all together and, you know, my fresh perspective on the industry, it's kind of the perfect recipe.
It is, and I feel, I literally have the goosebumps right now, because I feel how perfect that is, you know, and just supporting each other. And I think one thing you said is that you have to have a mentor, and you said it could be your daughter, it could be your mother, it could be your cousin, whoever
it may be. It could be anybody. Right? I mean, just someone that you have a connection. It could be a business contact.
Yeah.
Just somebody that you trust. And, you know, I was saying to Gabriella, it's great we're doing it together, but if it was just her, I would be here anyway.
You think I could be
like,
here?
She's not going by herself.
I'd be getting lost.
I'm just saying, we're going to New York Fashion Week. We're walking in shows.
Amazing.
She can't be there by herself.
Right.
We're going to Miami. We're walking in swim week. Hey, mama.
I love it.
And that's such a great point, because me and Mike, we've been together for 13 years.
Yes.
We are inseparable, just like you two ladies. Yeah. You're right. It doesn't have to be a mother and daughter, or
we're partners, and we mentor each other as well. I'm on him, he's on me. I'm like, hey, we need it this way. And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, this time you didn't take my advice. So we're totally mentoring each
other. This is how that we do it. You know, like she'll be texting something.
Yes,
what if
definitely.
I think this, or what if it this? And
right.
if we don't have a good feeling, if she thinks, no, mom, this is good, I do trust her judgment.
Love okay, great.
And loved it.
You know, back and forth. If I'm like, well, I don't know. But I think that in a business way too, as long as it's the right brand, it's good for everybody, because you are getting two generations.
Yes. Oh,
so,
my God.
So, I mean,
that's
for
amazing.
That, it's good, because normally it's the parent that has more of the funds than the child. Not in this case. Not in this case.
You know,
but hello, because remember when, you know, the numbers go up, and she making the bank. She's like, mom. I'm like,
she doesn't make me pay her out.
No,
like,
she takes
the money.
Keep the money, we're good.
Right. Like, you
want it? I love that.
Let's touch base on your jewelry. So,
when
did that happen? How did you just decide to one day, let's create a jewelry, a brand that's going to make your girls just be more empowered to do more?
And we love the name too.
Thank you.
It's all her. So when we found out that we were getting the show, I thought that we should have something to wear on the show. Because
so
that was her.
So smart.
For the past 15 years, I have sold products on QVC in the inspirational space.
Love that.
I had the manufacturer in Rhode Island. So literally, she drew the necklace.
I literally drew it on a piece of paper.
She drew it.
It is so amazing.
We emailed it to him, and in a matter of weeks, he had the prototype.
Yeah.
Made the jewelry line. We did it in three colors, silver tone, gold tone, and rose gold.
Oh, my God.
And then every time that we were on set, we wore the Diamond Crown collection.
So that the design. People, you know, see us wearing it on TV, get one for themselves,
oh
you know,
my gosh.
And feel connected to us. And it's also just, like, kind of an inspirational piece. It's a diamond, which is my birthstone, and then it's like a crown, and it like fits perfectly together, and you know, kind of reminder, like always
so
wear
cute.
Your crown, always be confident, and it is like a staple necklace.
Kind yes, of, yes.
These are a staple piece,
definitely.
But a
They're
staple,
beautiful.
You know, makes a statement.
Okay.
And I'm all about bougie outfits.
Yes, yes, as you can tell, as you can tell.
And it's all about the accessories. So even if you're wearing something plain, even if we're in the airport, if you put that Diamond Crown collection necklace on,
you feel better.
You're bougie. You're bougie.
You feel
oh
better.
My God.
So
I
that
love
was
that.
Kind of, again, a business, but also had a very inspirational message. We have a romance card in there.
Oh
to
my gosh.
When you wear it to make yourself, make you feel fabulous.
I love that.
Because, you know, it's, again, all about inspiring and encouraging others, especially to overcome during any difficult
times.
Wow,
there's so much meaning to your jewelry, and most people don't have that. So I love that. I'm actually one of those people that will like see someone on TV amazing or inspirational, and if they have like an item that they're wearing, I'm like, oh my God, like I want to kind of get that.
We're all about jewelry, you know, we wear rings and everything.
You're obviously like watching, you know, individuals like yourselves because you're most likely inspired. You guys are, if I could put you in like a category and I would watch you, I would just be so inspired. And so I would want to wear one of your necklaces, or, you know what I mean? I love the shoes too, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, so let's go ahead and discuss your jewelry line a little bit more in depth. I believe you have an outfit change, and we would love to know more about what we're expecting.
Oh
my
God.
A new bougie outfit, maybe with some bling.
I can't wait for this. So this bling, is it going to be the jewelry line?
It is.
Oh my God, you guys. Okay, let's
okay,
see.
Guys,
we're
gonna go
change.
Stay
this
tuned.
Is gonna be so exciting.
Yay!
Oh my God, wow!
Oh my God, these are so beautiful.
Quick change.
I love that.
Quick change.
That was really fast. Like, oh my God. And you guys are so beautiful, obviously. The dresses are so beautiful. But the first thing I see when I look at you guys is the jewelry, the piece that's on your neck. It is like, oh my gosh, a crown and a diamond. That's like such an amazing mix. Like, you have to talk about your jewelry line. Like, oh my God. I'm just so excited. This is like everything.
Yeah, I mean, it was really Gabriella's design. And we do wear it on the show, Smothered.
Oh my God,
and
I
it does
this.
Have a great meaning because everyone that wears it should know that they're a diamond.
Wow.
That they're a diamond, that they're precious and valuable.
Oh my God.
I'm fascinated by that because a lot of people, I feel like even that, the whole necklace thing can make people feel very, their self-esteem go up. Like they feel like they can somehow feel like royalty.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people, let's be real, in today's times, they feel so down for themselves. They don't feel like they're moving too fast in their life. And that can show someone like, hey, like if I can wear that around my neck, I can feel somewhat empowered to defeat the odds, to be out there and do something positive for myself.
It is a powerful piece. Oh my goodness. And just like, I love diamonds. So this is like everything.
Yes.
I love diamonds. And then, to me, I believe this is a piece that a male or a female can wear. Or can you talk to us about it? Is your line only for females? Or
it can definitely be for males, too. Mm-hmm, it has an adjustable chain in the
back, too.
You can make it more of a choker or you can make it longer.
Nice.
And I love chains. I know a lot of men that wear chains. And
yeah, same.
I love the thick chains. Mm-hmm. So
they're so in right now.
And it comes in silver, rose gold, or regular gold.
Okay, we are totally going to be some of your clients.
Pretty.
Like, we love wearing chains as well, right? Obviously, we're not in suits, but we love the thicker chains that's, like, so in right now. So it's totally in. It has a statement. It's beautiful. I mean, literally, male and female. Oh, my
and
God.
And I have a little something for you down there.
Oh,
those
oh
are my
God.
Angel visor clips.
Really?
May we?
Yes, one
oh
for
God,
each of
no
you,
way.
And you can put it on your car.
And she would give me the pink bag.
Absolutely.
You know, right?
Just
there
goes.
There
yes.
you go. Oh, my God.
And
gosh.
You put them on your your visor
Let's
to know
see.
That the angels are there
no
and watching
God.
Over you. There you
never,
go.
Never drive faster than your guardian angel can fly.
There you go.
No
guys.
Way.
So you
love
can put
you
it on
so
your vehicles.
Oh my
so
God.
Cute.
This is gorgeous.
So cute.
All right, now,
oh
whose
goodness.
Idea was this?
Mama's idea.
Okay.
You know,
we'll give mama credit.
A you know,
okay.
little bit of mama. So again, knowing like the angels are with you
I
and you're driving.
That. Oh my God. And my name is Michelangelo. I always like tell him you're with an angel. But
it's true.
When he's not with me, he's gonna have an angel when he's not with me.
Yes.
So
yes.
This is so beautiful. Like I always feel like angels are always following me around. And
yes,
you can't see them, but now I have something to look at and really envision it. So thank you 100%. So much. Love
thank
you.
For
thank
that.
You so much.
So I want to twist this around a little bit. Yes. And I know you look way too elegant for this particular part, but I'm gonna let you know anyways. So has there ever been a moment where there's been maybe a downtime, maybe a time that you both maybe didn't get along, maybe it just wasn't meant to be, maybe a time that it was season number two and you're like, we're not doing three because I cannot get along with you? Was there a time?
There has never been a time that we haven't gotten along.
I love this.
But there's been many times that, you know, I have felt challenged by life.
Okay,
yes. There's been many times that I've had to pick myself up when, you know, someone maybe intentionally tripped me or stabbed me in the back.
Oh my goodness.
You know, like all of us.
Right, right.
Like all of us.
Yes.
So, but with her and the girls, never one time.
You have your mother's back, don't you?
I do, yeah. Wow. We're very close, and we're very obviously career-driven. We're very business-oriented people, and I have this little saying. So, like, we are matching from head to toe, right?
Yes, okay. Yes.
Hair.
Loves it.
Shoes.
Yes.
Nails, right? Mm-hmm, so when I tell my mom, you know you should be concerned is if our nails are not matching. Because when we're not booked and busy, like, I'll paint my nails pink. So if I have pink nails, be concerned, because that's how you know we don't have an event or we're not doing enough.
Wow, okay.
But our nails are usually white and the toes.
There you go.
The toes are always white and matching.
I love that.
If you spot me with pink nails, be like, uh-oh.
Something's up. Something's up.
We actually, I think it's the complete opposite, where we want more.
Yes.
Like, we want to do more. And if we have a little bit of a downtime, we don't like it.
No.
Got it.
But we both do a lot of animal rescue. We put on different events like once or twice a month. Mm-hmm. We work with a rescue in Connecticut.
Amazing.
And we're hoping to like bring that concept into the show for next season.
Wow, that's amazing.
Oh my gosh. That is going to be from the heart. That's going to bring so much from what you guys are already doing. And also New York, you guys are always in New York. Can you talk a little bit about that? Which I love New York too. So amazing.
Yes. There's always so many things going on in New York, and we live in Connecticut, so it's a quick 2-hour train ride away. And
oh wow.
So we're always there.
That sounds so fun.
I would be shook if I went in the train and saw you both dressed the way you look.
And we do, I know.
Like,
what's happening?
We do, and people literally will, sometimes people will sit next to us and be like, you guys are the girls from Smothered, aren't you?
Oh my God.
They do. I mean, that's...
And a lot of guys, which is so funny, they say that they watch it with their wives. I'm like, you watch it. Don't just
They watch it.
They all watch it.
They're caught up on their seasons.
Yeah, that's been the biggest surprise to me of how many people watch this show and how we are so recognized wherever we are, whether we're in Houston, or we were in North Carolina 2 weeks ago for a show. We're in New York City or Connecticut here in LA or in the airports. And even when we're not together, because of course, if you see us, we're matching. Yeah. We'd be like matching.
Of course.
But people are very positive and happy and they want to hug us and they love the show and they love the relationship. But even when we're not together.
Oh, wow.
Now that's a rarity.
Yeah,
but so cool. But they'll, you know, oh, I see you on the show, or oh, where's your mother? Or, you know, it's like, oh, where's Gabriella? Like, they really love the show. And that's been the biggest surprise to me, that so many people just really are invested and they know the storyline.
Yes.
That's amazing. So you would say your fan base, your audience is an amazing fan base.
Yes, they are.
But you know, you're both so magnetic though.
We're good. We can keep going.
So maybe like a 2-minute, 3-minute.
Yes.
Okay. So just repeat that.
We're staying 4 hours.
Bring her here.
Bring her here.
She won't come with us.
Yeah.
Right. Let's go to Snapchat.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. So, So usually, and this is going to be really good. I know it seems like it's fast, but we're going to make it like a really good. We'll ask like 2 more questions and then we'll end it. But the questions are going to, it takes about a minute and a half each.
Are you guys good with that?
And then we'll end it. And then just a few more photos, because this is so beautiful.
Yes.
And then
we'll end it.
Okay.
I can even check to see how far it is so I can see how long we have.
No, you're okay. I think we can make it all work out.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll make
we're
it work out.
Okay. Okay.
They'll give us an excuse to hang out again.
Yes.
No, we're making it.
Yeah, this week.
Honestly.
Okay, so I'm going to continue. Where was that? You ready?
Okay.
Here we go. Ready, set, and action.
All right, so one thing I can tell from both of you is it's not just how you look and how you dress. You have this component of energy. Mm-hmm. And we felt mm-hmm. it when, I'm not going to lie, yeah. we weren't even seeing you yet.
Right.
And we felt energy from where we were walking.
Like
where
three
we were
blocks
walking.
Away. Like
three blocks away. We're like, I know they're here.
No, yeah,
like, what's
yeah,
happening?
They've arrived.
So I know you girls are doing something in fashion and everything. We all know, and everybody's been seeing your show. And those that are not, watch the show.
Right.
But your energy, and I don't know if it comes from mother or it's just in your culture or who you are as human beings, because having energy, me and Mike are big believers of positive energy mm-hmm. yes. and skip the negative, even though it might go in your head and it goes in there, but you
yes.
reinforce it with more positive stuff.
Yes.
How do you do that? Because that, I think, is what separates you from any two other females that are standing in the corner of Rodeo mm-hmm. dressed right. similarly.
Right.
Because you have this component that people just don't
oh my
understand.
God, so true. Mm-hmm. Like, we're here like every day. There's beautiful women on the, you know, walking here all over mm-hmm. every single day, but you're totally right. The energy is, you guys stand there and it's like, you guys are glowing. Like,
mm-hmm.
so yeah, where does this come from? Like,
I think it's God-given.
Wow.
Love that.
I
love
think
that
it's so God-given.
I think if you're meant for something, that it will come to you and it's all in God's
and
time.
And it's always wow. been, I mean, she's
God.
Always been
I love
an angel.
That.
I mean, from the yes. moment that she
right,
was born,
angel. Oh my God,
she's always been wow. an angel. And
oh,
I never put
I
her in
that.
Modeling, you know, people would be like, you know, because that's all her hair. Mm-hmm. Like, everything is natural.
Love
There's
this.
No,
oh
you
my
know,
gosh.
No extensions.
It's all,
yeah.
everything is natural
so beautiful,
on this girl.
So beautiful.
And she, you know, I didn't put her in modeling. The girls danced, but I wanted her to be a kid and play with her dollies and all
wow.
the rest. So I just think it's natural. And plus, the two of us together, we're very
yes.
happy together.
Mm-hmm. And I think it does kind of take two, because like this industry, like no one's gonna guide you and say, well, this is where you go next. Like
yes.
it's kind of, you just have to kind of navigate it for yourself and build mm-hmm. the relationship. So
right.
it really does take two people to, you
it
know,
does.
Kind of work on so many mm-hmm. things at one time.
Right.
Wow.
No, honestly, like, I always say I can't do it without him. And
yes.
I know he says the same thing. And we just have
yes.
our pieces that make it.
I don't want to do it without him.
Oh, my God.
I
and
mean,
I
don't.
Same for us.
And
too.
Even, you know, how many years ago, I just, you know, I've done little things in
yes.
the industry
yes.
when the girls
yeah.
were growing
yeah.
up.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, I don't want to do it without
That's
her.
So beautiful.
It wouldn't
That's
be
so
any
beautiful.
Fun.
I see a book
yes.
in the future. Like, I see
okay.
you guys creating,
oh my
writing
God,
it together.
Yes. Oh my God.
You're both the authors.
And
we could.
If you haven't thought about it, it's going to happen.
Like, oh my God,
yeah,
I'm going to be
could.
Downloading that. Because, you know, Audible is like the thing nowadays.
Yes.
But
yes.
we'll be downloading that. And,
we could.
You know, one of our final questions we like to ask is, you're doing so amazing already. You've done so many amazing things together. But, you know, as a duo, where do you guys see yourself in 5 years? Do you guys see yourself creating, you know, a bigger line of jewelry or your own fashion design? Talk to us, tell our audience what's in store for the duo in the next 5 years. Because
yes.
I know you guys are planners, and I know you guys are ready.
Well, we do have our dream board.
We have a dream board. So
yes,
okay.
we do.
Dreams.
And
okay.
it says the mother-daughter duo.
Oh,
and
my
we have
God.
Pictures of all of these things.
Yeah.
And a lot of them have come to pass, but
wow.
we do have a few up us.
Okay. Can you
all
share
right.
some of these secrets?
So we just are like in the works of expanding the Diamond Crown collection, so a few more pieces are coming.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I think we're hoping for before Christmas.
No
so
way.
Very
oh my
soon.
God, we're going to be some of your first customers. So excited.
So that's what's next.
Okay.
And then just continuing in reality TV, because we
mm-hmm.
love the whole
mm-hmm.
thing.
Love it.
Fantastic.
Love it. Oh
and
my gosh.
We would like to maybe partner with a brand, like a big mm-hmm. cosmetic brand.
Okay.
You know, whether it's skincare or whatnot.
Yes.
And if not, we'll just create our own.
Oh
there you go.
God.
See?
Oh
nothing
my
is
God.
Stopping
I
you, ladies, doing whatever
yeah.
you want.
Yes.
That's
wow.
so beautiful.
So.
We definitely want to appreciate you both. Is there a message perhaps you would love to tell anybody watching? Because this will be on your platform as well, that maybe other females or men might mm-hmm. feel more empowered in their life to do something, you know,
as
positive.
Amazing as you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, baby.
I would say to just be confident, stay true to yourself, and, you know, don't look at anyone else. Just really focus on yourself and your dreams, and they will all come to pass. And to just follow me on TikTok and Instagram. My Instagram is Gabriella_Vigrito, and the same on TikTok, just one underscore.
Nice. Well, there's so many things that I would want to say. First of all, thank you so much. We
thank
have
you for
loved
you.
Being here.
We love
we
you guys
feel
so
like
much.
We're going to be family forever.
We're
so
now.
Family. We're so
Thanksgiving
family.
Dinner.
Oh my God.
Come
we
to
are
my
so
house.
Down.
I love to
so
eat.
Down.
That's my help in the kitchen, but I'll sit and wait.
That's fine.
I'll be with Dad and the dogs.
Perfect.
Right.
There's always room.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'll be one of the sisters.
Yes. Yes. And the shopping and all the outfits.
Be careful. You might wear the outfit.
Yes. That's okay. That's what the funny of it. No, we'll get three or we'll get four. We all be matching.
I'm down for the sparkly shoes.
I think so.
Forget about it.
And I just think that the message is whatever your dream is, it is never too late, regardless of your circumstances. Keep going and just never give up because there are great things in store for everyone. Yes.
Wow. God, that is a so powerful message. So and you know what? You're going to see more of them on TLC, right? TLC is a channel.
Yes.
So they're going to be on TLC. They're going to keep growing and scaling their business. And these are probably the only two mother and daughter duos that I've ever met that actually glow like this. So thank you, ladies. And remember, you guys are going to see three reels of this, maybe four reels. We're going to do four reels of this entire podcast, and stay tuned and you'll see the full entire podcast interview. Usually we'll release that on a Sunday. And we'll share that with you guys and put that on your platform
and
as well.
And we can find you guys where, once again, are these the both of the tags right here?
That's it.
Yes.
Okay. Loves
and
it, loves
and
it.
On her TikTok. And when you go to her TikTok, you know what's going to happen. You're going to see the mama. And the numbers are going to be going
up. They're going to go up. We love it.
The proof is in the book.
All right.
I love this. Thank you, ladies, so much. We appreciate you guys.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much. Love you guys.